I'm Ada Uzenlar, and I'm a reporter and news anchor for WSHU Public Radio. Staying well informed is essential to a strong democracy. Understanding the facts and cutting through the noise takes work. At WSHU, our mission is to help you do just that with coverage from our newsroom, NPR, and the BBC. Your financial support makes it all possible. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Lawmakers from our region are anxious for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Soon, you can grab a nonstop flight from Suffolk County to Boston. Plus, former Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin testifies at the Senate confirmation hearing for EPA Administrator. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garon. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas hit a snag today when the Israeli cabinet refused to meet and approve it. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports lawmakers from Connecticut and New York are anxious for the deal to be reached.
The first phase was set to begin on Sunday. Fighting in Gaza would stop for 42 days, and dozens of Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners would be freed. Israeli troops would back out of some parts of Gaza and allow Palestinians to return to what's left of their homes. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York says she hopes the deal will be approved.
I know the far, far right do not want a deal, but hopefully they can continue to work through this and get approval, because this is the first real breakthrough of getting our hostages home.
Israel officials have accused Hamas of changing the proposed deal. According to the Associated Press, it was over a concern about how far Israeli troops would have to withdraw in Gaza. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Ronkonkoma's MacArthur Airport will soon offer daily nonstop JetBlue flights to Boston. WSHU's Shelley Hespin-Kadish reports.
The airline announced this week that flights will begin in April. Officials with the airport and the town of Islip say the additional flights will give business travelers more options and promote Long Island tourism. A study from the Long Island Center for Socioeconomic Policy says the large, wealthier population of the region has untapped economic potential, with more people who have the means to travel. Federal statistics show travel at the airport has steadily increased since 2020, with nearly 1.4 million passengers in 2024. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Connecticut Senate Democrats say their priorities this year include warehouse worker safety regulations and protections for striking workers. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Senator Julie Kushner of Danbury is the co-chair of the Labor and Public Employees Committee. She says Amazon warehouse workers complained during hearings last year of being subjected to unrealistic quotas and electronic monitoring.
That's something that we have an obligation and responsibility to look at. And we think we've come up with a good way to legislate that so that the quotas don't result in workplace injuries.
Kushner says Democrats also want to allow unionized workers to collect unemployment benefits if a strike goes beyond 2 weeks. It would be similar to a law in New York and New Jersey.
It hasn't put an undue stress on the unemployment trust funds in those states. But what it has done is brought employers to the table to be more reasonable in negotiations and to bargain in good faith.
A similar bill failed to win approval last year after Governor Ned Lamont said he was concerned it would place an undue burden on the state's unemployment fund. Ebong Udana, WSHU News.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the EPA is a Long Islander. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin took questions on climate change at his Senate confirmation hearing today. More on that is ahead. Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Sometimes you need a little jolt of caffeine. Sometimes decaf is better. Whatever mood you're in, the music on Sunday Baroque is a satisfying brew. Pour yourself a steaming mug and take a sip of Sunday Baroque, Sundays at 7, here on WSHU.
Elementary schools in West Babylon and Long Beach are likely to close, according to school officials. Their students would be moved to other schools in their districts. Long Beach's superintendent said the student population has declined in recent years. She said the buildings could be rented out and used to create cash flow. The Connecticut Supreme Court revived a lawsuit against a fertility doctor who allegedly used his own sperm for artificial insemination. It's brought by two people who believe he may have been their biological father. That's a reversal of a trial judge's earlier decision to dismiss the case. The U.S. Navy will test for PFAS in more residential drinking water wells in Calverton next week. 128 homes in the area have wells that tested positive for carcinogen toxins, believed to have come from a federally owned facility that closed in 1996. Governor Hochul has announced a plan to offer free tuition for New Yorkers pursuing associate's degrees in certain high-demand fields. Randy Gorbman reports.
Hochul debuted the proposal on Tuesday in her State of the State speech in Albany.
These are real savings for New Yorkers pursuing careers and puts money back in their pockets while helping us fill these critical jobs in these essential industries.
The program would cover New York residents between the ages of 25 and 55 who enroll in associate degree programs in nursing, teaching, technology, engineering, and other fields at colleges operated by SUNY and CUNY. SUNY Chancellor John King says the governor's proposal is an investment in the long-term health of the state's economy.
For example, Micron coming to Central New York, they're going to bring 50,000 jobs between their chip fab and the supply chain companies. This is a way to prepare people for those good jobs.
Under Hochul's proposal, the state will cover the costs of tuition, books, and fees for participants in the program and will increase funding for career support to connect students with job opportunities. In Rochester, I'm Randy Gorbman for the New York Public News Network.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the Environmental Protection Agency has been testifying before the U.S. Senate today. Lee Zeldin is a former Republican congressman who represented Eastern Long Island for 8 years. He didn't have a national profile on environmental issues when Trump picked him, but he's pledged to support Trump's economic agenda by cutting what he sees as burdensome environmental regulations. WSHU's Desiree DiIorio has more.
On the day he was nominated, Lee Zeldin told Fox News program The Story his role will be to help, quote, unleash economic prosperity, in part by cutting regulations.
We have the opportunity to roll back regulations that are forcing businesses to be able to struggle.
For Zeldin, those rollbacks are key to boost energy development and American industries.
We have the ability to pursue energy dominance, to be able to make the United States the artificial intelligence capital of the world, to bring back American jobs to the auto industry, and so much more.
If he's confirmed, Zeldin will take over the agency tasked with enforcing federal pollution standards. It has also played a big role in climate policy, especially under the Biden administration. Zeldin was an unexpected choice. He's not a nationally known figure on environmental issues. But as a Republican congressman, he backed some measures with direct impacts back home in his coastal district. He represented Eastern Long Island from 2015 until 2023. Water quality and tourism are major issues there. He worked to block offshore drilling and clean up Long Island Sound and acknowledge the impacts of climate change.
For us, we love our parks, we love our beaches, we care about plans for coastal resiliency, we see the impacts of rising sea levels.
But Zeldin voted with his party against some major environmental measures. That includes the Inflation Reduction Act, which directed hundreds of billions of dollars for clean energy and climate fixes. He became an early and prominent Trump supporter, defending him against impeachment and voting not to certify Joe Biden's 2020 election win. In 2022, he ran unsuccessfully for New York governor, and he campaigned on overturning the state's ban on fracking. In an interview with local TV station Spectrum News, he said fracking technology has advanced.
I want to move on to energy.
Sure.
You're pro-fracking.
Safe extraction of natural gas is what I call it.
Zeldin's nomination has been welcomed by the oil and gas industry and other critics who say Biden-era environmental policies are too restrictive. Myron Ebell is a longtime critic of climate action who helped advise the first Trump transition team.
EPA is one of those places that really needs radical restructuring and downsizing.
Ebell says he's hoping for looser restrictions on methane emissions from oil and gas and carbon emissions from cars and trucks.
I hope EPA will actually get the heavy hand of government off of the auto industry so that they can start producing the vehicles that people actually want to buy and can afford.
Some environmental advocates say they're worried Zeldin's perceived loyalty to Trump will undermine the EPA's mission. Jen Duggan is with the Environmental Integrity Project.
He has an anti-climate and anti-environment voting record as a member of the House of Representatives. And perhaps the most important, Lee Zeldin is a close ally of Trump and the fossil fuel industry.
Duggan says she's particularly concerned about cuts to the EPA's budget, its scientific research, and to programs that help communities deal with pollution and climate change. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, you can listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, it's all made possible with support from our listeners. So as always, thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your family and friends from Connecticut and Long Island. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.